What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Offensively, in this case, the run game specifically, Ryan, to your question, they do a tremendous job. I mean, they move people off the line of scrimmage. They out-scheme people. I think Coach Monken is one of the best out there and what they do in their offense and the run game in particular. And then you've got to be able to tackle Derrick Henry. So they do a really good job.
Tackle Derrick Henry. It's not going to be a problem. It'll be cold. He's basically made of glass. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. I didn't mean any of that. Well, glad to have you with us here.
I'll tell you this.
I'm just trying to turn Nate around. He seems out of sorts.
Yeah, I've played in cold games before. I've added some curvature to my body since I was playing football, but I was like I would be describe myself as wiry when I was wiry. Getting run over in the cold, first of all, I do want to point out that early in my football career, I had two nicknames. I played quarterback growing up, so Sunshine was one of them. I had long hair. The other one was Speed Bump.
Speed Bump?
Speed Bump.
That doesn't seem like a compliment.
No, but like Speed Bumps, they get the job done, but you run over them in the process. Mm. But they go down.
I see.
Yeah. But yeah, I especially in those cold games, being a speed bump is not
sure.
Like, hey, I got the job done. I got him down. It didn't feel good in the process.
Yeah, running 15 miles an hour
chest.
At a 240-pound, 6'3" man in
I
pads,
can't imagine...
who's running also at probably that speed or maybe a little more, and it doesn't sound like.
And
fun.
I want to say, the conversation this week was, I think it was Dominic Foxworth on ESPN was talking about just like. The Bills are built, they're a small defense. Their linebackers are 20 pounds less than Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so does that make them like 2 feet? I was like, we are awfully close in weight. Bills linebackers and I.
That's not ideal.
No, it's not.
The builds are
different,
markedly different.
Very different kinds of weight.
803-0550 is the number. It's all full up. We got to get rolling. 803-0550. He's Nate Geary, by the way, in for Mike today. Mike will be back for tomorrow's show. I am, as always, Howard Simon. Aiden is up first. Hi, Aiden. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, guys. So I just wanted to talk about that pressure you guys were bringing up about McDermott. And I really think that he's been feeling it this year. I think that he's been really aggressive. I think he's been making a lot of the right decisions. I don't remember the statistics exactly, but it was, I think his analytical decisions or decisions that like need an analytics, they've been almost perfect this year, if not close. I know he's in the 90%, and I just feel like a real confidence with him going into this playoff. I know the 13 seconds happened. Mm-hmm. I know in previous years with the Bengals, there were some issues with the defense, but this year, I don't know, maybe you guys have some more commentary on it, but I just feel super confident in his play calling and his ability to make the right decisions in the right time.
Well, I think that's all correct. I mean, there was a chart that made the rounds after the regular season ended about maybe it was win percentage added by those kinds of decisions, and McDermott was at the top of it. He's been excellent at that stuff. The thing is that it only gets talked about when he doesn't go for it on a fourth down. if he goes to fourth down and they make it, it wasn't all that daring. We don't even remember the scenario that was presented. It's the ones that fail that end up getting focused on, because this is kind of how we do it. But his play calling, how they play, like that is, I feel like if I were to try to put what I hear the most, and this is, does not mean this is the majority of the fan base, but what I hear most consistently about McDermott is the style that they play. Soft coverage, sitting back. What, it's third and six. Why are they 8 yards off? That kind of stuff. Like, you say it. I've said it. Everyone says it. And it ignores the excellent results that they've had year over year over year over year. And I know saying that ignores what has happened in the playoffs, because they have been – They've had some bad days in the playoffs. There's no question, but I struggle with, you should junk how you play defensively because you lost to the Bengals and the Chiefs in the playoffs. I still think there's room for, like, their style of defense, his style of defense, his coaching, I think gets blown out by 13 seconds. It just gets it, of course it's got to be flawed. It's a problem. And I just struggle with that, because I think it doesn't give any credit to these excellent seasons they've had year over year. So
I think, to the caller's point, I don't actually disagree that maybe more so than ever, McDermott has acknowledged the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to maybe point to that I don't think he's necessarily scared or running from it. And I do think that's an important point when you talk about McDermott, mm-hmm. or any coach that's in a situation that he's in, which is, I think the longer it takes and the more times the Bills fall short, even though they have these great seasons, like, I would say this is the one fan base you could look to say, Bills fans, especially with the 17-year playoff drought, the first 3 or 4 years it was, man, it's just I'm glad we're back having meaningful football mm-hmm. in December and, you know, winning wild card rounds. That, it's already begun, but it will become, okay, this is great. It's hard for me to continue to be excited about 13-win seasons and division winners when you keep losing in the second round. That's there. That exists. I know that the standard everywhere should be you win a Super Bowl. But for the first 3 years, it was just exciting.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
To just be there, to get to an AFC Championship game in his third year, and to not be back since his fourth year. Was it his fourth year?
Yeah, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Yeah, I'm not a numbers guy.
It's all right.
Never claimed to be. You, on the other hand, very much are. Where I come in this is, you know, if they hit their head again in the divisional round and lose this week, and the conversation's going to be until they can get past this, even if it's just to an AFC Championship game, there is that pressure. I just don't know that he's as scared's the wrong word.
No,
I know what I mean.
You're tripping a good wire for me. I think we'll see if I can get this out and have it make sense. If your job is to lead people through whatever it is, right, you're the coach of the team, you got to lead them, right? You're leading them. You're leading them into the game. You're trying to help them deal with the pressure themselves. It's possible it takes you a while to get comfortable with it yourself and know how to deal with it yourself, let alone show them. And I think what I might sense now, all this conversation about like Tyler Dunn's piece and Joe Biscaglia's piece about McDermott, this different McDermott within the room, not just on the sideline going for it on fourth downs, but just how he's dealing with the players and the day to day. It might just be that he got to a different place and I don't say understands it better, but welcomes it. It's a part of it. It's there. You gotta stare at it and I think wrap your arms around it. Because if you treat it as an adversary, the pressure, it's gonna eat you up.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that McDermott just figured that out, but it makes sense to me logically that it could be a process. And each misstep has gotten him closer. And the criticism that he took last year, you know, three quarters of the way through the season, the Tyler Dunn piece, all of it, may have opened his mind to, what do I have to do to be different? What do I have to do to be better? I think he's always thinking about being better, but maybe he looked at it from another angle.
Yeah.
I hope that's right, because I feel like it's their time. Which I know it's not an X's and O's point. It's not a thing to point to say like this. You know, somebody call Vegas and tell them to adjust the point spread, because you know it being somebody's time is simply a guy on the radio saying it feels like their time, but it does to me. Kansas City is gettable this year. I think the Ravens do provide a very unique and, in certain ways, yes, terrifying and certainly not advantageous matchup. But I don't think they're some super team. I mean, it's 2025. I'm going to be worried about a running back coming in here and running over me on the way to the Super Bowl? Come on. Like, it's going to be Jackson and Allen. And yes, Henry plays a part in that. I don't know. I'm just struggling with being terrified of a running back, any running back.
Yeah.
You know? And so, I don't know, I've got my guys back, you know? I've got Bernard back, I've got Milano back, I've got Johnson back. We'll see how that works, you know, schematically, how much they use Dorian Williams or Taron Johnson and how they formulate that. But I don't know, man, I just don't feel threatened by this matchup, and I'm not. The chips will fall where they fall when it's over. I mean, whatever. I did this for 17 years in a row without a playoff. It's not going to bother me if I have to talk about a postmortem of another playoff loss myself. Sean is next up on WGR. Hi, Sean. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey Bulldog. Hey Nate. This is Sean from the 100 Holes.
All right, Sean. What's up, buddy?
Not much. I'm not playing golf today. I am going to the Sabres game, though. But I was going to talk about Milano, Bernard, and Johnson, but, Bulldog, you were talking about McDermott, you know, the pressure and all the things he's learned. I think he has. I'm not a fan. I'm not a, you know, I am not. But the 13 seconds, not to rehash that, but you have to, he learned from that, because he's moved on, and he, you know, everybody brings it up, but I think he's moved on from that, and I think he processes stuff better, and that, and you know, and you even said it, how he said it with the Tyler Dunn, how he talked to them. So I feel like you made a great point there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. 100 holes.
Thinking, yeah.
I got a caddy for you or Jer, yes, or maybe both of you this year.
Yeah,
I could. I gotta make that happen. Maybe take a day off and do it.
I could use it, yeah. And it's fun.
Sure. No, I would love it.
Yeah,
I'm watching the TGL.
Yeah, oh, me too.
I don't. I'm not sure why, but
because we are both starving for golf is why.
This is a turn in my life that I don't think anyone who knew me saw coming at all. But yeah, my wife walked in the room yesterday. Owen and I are watching the mm-hmm. you know, the simulator golf, basically. She's like, she stood there for a minute. She's like, "What are you watching?" And I said, "We're watching fake golf." And she said,
"Okay."
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, "It's for work." Yeah.
Because
Owen's doing this video content production thing in the morning. He's like, "Me too."
Yeah.
I'm like, shut up.
The guise of "this is for work" is probably the one enviable thing of this job. Anybody that envies being in this position full time is just that when the wife says, "What are you doing?" I'm preparing.
It's for work.
I'm preparing.
Sorry. Yeah, you know. I don't punch in, but I mean, I'm working.
Right.
803-0550 is the number. We'll squeeze in a few more calls here in the next segment, and then Sal Capaccio will join us at the top of the hour. Nate Geary's in for Mike. I am the Bulldog. Bills and Ravens on Sunday at 6:30. I mean, come on. This is WGR.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.